Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, we're talking to Alvin Brooks, the Lamar Cardinals, Southland Conference. They're back down there in that conference. Coach Brooks, how things down there in Beaumont today, man?
Everything's good, Boss Man. Great to being on your show. Looking forward to talking with you, man, and sharing a little basketball knowledge and wisdom.
Yes, indeed. First, I want to ask you this, Coach Brooks. Now, I didn't tell you this off the air, but my dad was a coach, too. So my dad got into coaches. He wanted to help young men here in Atlanta, and he's 82 years old, still coaching. When I watch a game with him, he's taking notes on his legal pad still, 82 years old. So what was your why did you want to get into coaching, Coach Brooks?
Well, you know, my mentor was Jackie Carr, my high school coach. He's in the Hall of Fame here in the state of Texas, and he did so much to help people and young players and just students and people in general in the Houston community. And I grew up in the inner city community called the Fifth Ward. And so I wanted to be a lot like Coach Carr. I wanted to do everything I could to help young people. So when I was after my freshman year of college, I worked at a park in the part of Fifth Ward called Pearl Harbor. It was pretty tough. And so it was right across the street from some apartments. And so it was a lot of kids had to come there, and I had to get them and the amount of free lunches we needed. I had games for them. And so I really enjoyed inspiring and helping those young people. And I had about six workers, and they were younger high school students. And I was fresh out of high school myself. And so I really had a good time helping those kids and giving back to my community. So I really wanted to be a high school coach. That was my dream, to be a high school coach, like my high school coach. And so when I first finished playing, you know, I was drafted by the Spurs. I didn't make it. And so what I ended up doing was I needed to go back to school to finish my undergraduate work. And so at the time, Lamar said, well, when you finish, we might have a job for you. But I'd also, my mindset was I was going to go back home and be a junior high coach first and then to the high school level. So because I wanted to help young people. So that was the reason why I wanted to coach. I love the game of basketball, love the competition part, but I also really like the fact that I would get a chance to help young people for the rest of my days. Every year, I've been in it now for 40 years. And so you're always helping young people. So they get younger and younger. So the age gap goes a little bit more for me. And you know, you do it long enough and they get younger, but that was it. That was my why.
No doubt. You know what, Coach Brooks, on Father's Day, my dad always tells me that I have 10,000 sons. You're my biological son. But yeah. I have 10,000 other sons.
Right.
And his phone blows up, his birthday, Christmas, these brothers from Atlanta he's coached from the 80s on ups to still hit him up and talk to him. Like, he talks to them, boy, he talks to me sometimes. You know, but it's life of a coach. That's what's so funny about how my dad seeing him still impact people at his 82 years old, been out of the game for 10 years, still doing what he does for young men.
Right. I think that's well put, that when your dad said that, you know, you're his biological son. I have three biological sons, but yet I have so many other sons that I've adopted, that I've taken care of, that I've inspired, and they have fathers. You know, some of them don't, but some of them do. And still, you do everything you can to impact those young men and to help them. And, you know, it's anybody that comes, you come across your path, really. And so on my desk, I've got this thing. Boss man, I want to show you. And I've got this thing. I don't know if you can see that. It says, our goal is to help you reach yours, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Well, I've had that on my desk for 31 years. And so I take that with me everywhere I go. That's a reminder of what my why is. And that's what our mission is through the game of basketball, is to build relationships and help young people become all they can be.
As I told you off air, Coach, you know, seeing my father inspired me to want to help coaches. Because
right.
I know living with a coach, how the tough stuff and that's when a coach is. And my dad only calls from AJC when I told you off there, when something bad, a player hit something bad, or he won. So for me, I wanted to be that person you can come to where it's no bias, no narrative, no official information, where it's not transactional. It's a real relationship, real conversation. It's not the same old who's starting, who's injured. I wanted to be different from all the other people in the media. And I'll tell you a quick story. At Lake Point this summer, one of the main guys who were the college basketball information guys said to me, and I quote, man, boss, man, why always coaches come hug you and talk to you with smiles on their face? It's simple. I don't want nothing from them. You do.
That's a great point. That's a great point. What can you do to help others when they really can't help you? You know, that's kind of what we have to be about, you know. And I think the role of a coach is that one of being selfless and a servant leader. So that was kind of how I wanted to build my staff, I wanted guys around me that demonstrated the ability to be servant leaders and serve others. And you do that when no one is watching, and you know, they can give you nothing in return. You know, that's why you're trying to help them reach their goal and become the best they can be. Not because you're going to get some accolades or they're going to come, you know, some of them may not even call you back, but there's a lot of guys that will. And you see those guys succeed and become all they can be. And that's your reward. You know, that's your reward. So when my son Al, who's now a veteran college coach at Baylor, won a national championship, he's done well. I had him start at the junior college level. And I told him when he first started, I said, man, I don't know if you're sure you want to coach. You have to have your why and your mission for coaching has to be about helping young people. And they're not all going to appreciate it. But it doesn't matter. You still give them your absolute best. So I said, make sure that you are coaching for the right reason, to help others, you know, because through and using the game of basketball and your love of the game, passion for it, and connect with folks and then to help others. And so I think he's done that. And so I'm proud of him for that.
No doubt. And I just feel being at your alma mater, place you got a degree from, because I know for me, I go to Tennessee State, where I went to school, and it's like, wow, seeing those young men, I said, I walked in your shoes before. I feel some sense of, you know, gratitude that, hey, that I'm a grad alumni, that I done did well for myself. Some of these other young men want to come up and ask me, how did I get to where I wanted to get? So for you being in school, you graduated from as well, how does it make you feel every day knowing that you know what it is to be a
man, partner? I tell you what, boss man, it's a surreal feeling. I'm extremely grateful. I can tell you this is just a gift from God. I think that I was given this opportunity to do some other things for guys that are here that were in I was in their shoes at one time, and now they're walking in the shoes that we walked in. And so I'm very grateful for it, because I'm looking at guys that, you know, they have this dream of wanting to be great college basketball players, or you know, they want to play at the next level. They want to get college degrees, and they're doing it right here on the same, very same campus. And they working in the same buildings, going to class in the same building I went to. And so I think it's a great opportunity for me to really connect with some guys and try to help them reach their goals. So being here, it's hard to explain. Like, I'm looking at like one of my walk-ons, his parents actually played here, you know. Wow. Yeah, one of them actually played football, and his mom played basketball here. You know, I look at some other guys like my roommate was Terry Long, really good player. You know, his son, Casey Long, is assistant coach at LSU. Saw him on the road. He was excited because his dad was excited about me coming back. You know, there was a number of guys like Rashard Lewis, who played in the NBA for a while, is good friends with my son. His dad and I played together here at Lamar. So, you know, Rashard was born in Beaumont. So the connections are so deep. There's so many of them you know, the relationships and connection with the people in Beaumont and Southeast Texas has always been there for me. This has always been like my home away from home. You know, I hadn't talked to Kenneth Perkins, who played for me, but his son, Kendrick Perkins, obviously is on ESPN, that does a great job. He played here, and his mom went to school here. So that's just so many relationships that I had built years ago. And I look at some of the young people now that are offspring of those guys I played with, I went to school with, and they're either students here or teachers or coaches elsewhere, either in this community or in Houston area, the Metroplex or abroad. And then, you know, I think I've got a chance to represent so many. And, you know, we haven't done as well in the past as we did when I was here as a player and when I first started coaching here. And my mission here was to try to help restore the tradition and to send the winning, the culture back to where it was. We were in the WAC last year, just one only in the WAC. Now we're back in the Southland, which is where we've been for many years. And so, you know, I just feel extremely blessed and grateful. And I actually, boss man, believe it or not, I actually prayed for an opportunity to go to a program that was down, that hadn't won in a while, where I could have an opportunity to complete my career at the end of it, because I've been a part of rebuilds at Houston, at Texas A&M, at North Texas, at Texas El Paso, all these places where, you know, they hadn't won at the time when we arrived, and then we were able to instill a building, a winning culture, the staff and myself. And so I didn't really think about Lamar, though, really, as the place. You know, when I was initially talking about this, I was thinking about some other schools in the state of Texas, and don't mention, but I that's what I was thinking of, that, you know, it'd be great if I could do that. And then when this became available, this came on my radar, and it said, somebody said, well, what about your old school? And I was like, man, I hadn't given it a whole lot of thought. You know, I thought about it years ago, and then I just kind of like, yeah, you know, they doing all right. They, you know, some, I just kind of give my support from afar as a former player and alum. And, you know, if they ask for some money, I'll give them that. If they need support, I'll give them that. But then when that chance became available, that opportunity, I had thought about it, and I said, man, it's going to be a task. You know, it's not going to be easy, but it can be done. And so, you know, if anybody understand, if there's anybody out there that understand, should understand and know what needs to be done and how it can be done, it would be you. I would think it would be me. And I would think God prepared me for this because of all of the things I went through. I was at 33. I was the youngest, one of the youngest head coaches in the country. I was the first African-American head coach of any head sport at University of Houston. In 1993, the first African-American head coach of any sport. And that's my hometown. And that was really good, but it was really challenging. Three ADs, three presidents, two different leagues. And then I moved around. So I learned so much, been around a lot of really good coaches, a lot of good, really good athletic directors, and learned different ways how you do it. So I was able to learn all of those things and experience all those things and then come back to my alma mater, you know, where I know what winning looks like. I know what the structure of winning looks like. Do we have the same amount of money as Power Five? No, we don't. But we don't have to have that. We're doing some really good things around here. We gotten support from some alums and from our new president, Dr. Taylor, our new athletic director, Jeff. He's been fantastic. You know, they're providing the things that we need. And so, you know, we got a new film room that's soon to be completed. We got a player lounge put in. Those are some things that we didn't have prior to coming here. So those are the structural things that we've changed. You know, academic advisor and some other things that we have had that we needed to have for us to get better. And then, so now we have those things in place. So now we can put the work into the student athletes like we need to. You know, we, you know, lift, study hall, attention to details in terms of making sure guys prepare in the classroom, getting tutors, and so they can excel and compete in the classroom just as well as they do off the on the court. You know, get as many college graduates, Lamar graduates as we can, hopefully 100%. That's the goal. And if they don't finish in 4 years, give them the opportunity to come back and finish. And then, you know, after we lift, we go to study hall, we go to class, then we get our individual work in and those kind of things that we need to get shooting in. And so we have the extra staff to do that. And so now the winning can take place. So now we've instilled a winning culture, winning spirit. And so this, we've got 10 new players, man.
Wow.
I got 10 new guys, got a whole entirely new team. And so, and not one of them is a transfer portal guy. We did the exact opposite what a lot of our coaching peers have done. You know, we didn't live in a transfer portal. So we're not older. Now, not all of them are high school guys. So we, you know, half of them are junior college transfers, but I thought we had a really good class. So I think the process of getting back to where we need to be will start. It will start this year without question. And we'll start making a move back up and getting back on the winning track and winning some games and create some excitement here in Beaumont in this Golden Triangle area and get this thing popping, boss man, like it used to be. That's the goal.
I hear that, Coach. I'm going to ask you this about, and you know, like I said, I know a lot of guys be in the portal. I was going to ask you, how has the portal changed coaching and recruiting relationships with players? I feel like you have to always have to recruit your guys all the time.
Oh, boss man, it has changed the game tremendously because, you know, we can't forget the NIL just started, and that's changed the game a lot now, that money. And then now guys can put their name in the transfer portal without asking permission for the coach. You know, you can just, hey, go talk to compliance officer, put your name in the portal, boom, done. And then they can be immediately eligible to play elsewhere. So it's changed things. My belief after being in it for a number of years and having my ear to the ground and kind of watching closely, when we were trying to rebuild this, our staff and I, you know, we talked about last year, it's hard to do with just high school guys because, you know, when you're just that youthful all the time, you know, it's hard to really win. So we had to have a combination of youth and experience and age, right? We needed to have both. And so that's why we went some high school guys, but the right kind of high school guys. And I tried to be careful. We got a couple of post-grad high school guys that, you know, and that's important because they really are not 4 years of high school. They've been 5 years of high school instead of being 18 or 19. And that makes a difference. And then we did the few guys at junior college. And because of COVID, a number of the junior college guys got a year back. For example, we have two guys that spent 3 years in junior college, but because of COVID, they got another year back. And so they'll be juniors for us, although this is their fourth year of college. And so got a couple other guys that will be sophomores with 3 years to play, junior college guys, but they've already been in junior college 2 years. So we strategically kind of mix matched the roster where we had a little bit more age than just being a straight youthful team. And then we got some really good high schools, and everyone we got is from a winning program. Everyone. I mean, we that was important to me. The guys understand what winning looks like. And so I believe through this as well. When guys drop down a level, I say, you know, we're not at the Power Five level, obviously. Like when I was at Houston, and when I was, when my son now is at Baylor, the Power Five transfer from one school to the next is a different level of transfer. I mean, that guy, like my son, them had James Akinjo that had been at Georgetown, and say, for example, then he went to Arizona, then came to Baylor. But, you know, my man was, you know, he's all about trying to get to that league, different level of commitment to it. I personally have found that when they come down, drop way down to our level, a couple of levels, you have to be very careful of what their mission is, what their desire is, what their why is. And so, and not oftentimes I found it's not quite what doesn't match ours. And so we've tried to stay away from that. And that's one of the reasons why we went with the junior college and high school guys. Now, you mentioned earlier, how much has it changed the game? I mean, let's be real, man. There's a lot of guys at these Power Fives or different, not just Power Fives, other schools. They got somebody on staff. They're targeting already. Got a list of guys who are potential transfers. And they're putting their eyes on those guys. And then, you know, which is why, you know, lower level guys sometimes end up losing their guys to higher levels for, you know, they want to play at the bigger school or get more exposure. There's some things that we're going to do to combat that. I think that we can have a program that has an opportunity to get to the postseason play. And then if we can get to postseason play and we can get some television exposure, which I think we can get, and we can play a style of basketball that's exciting and conducive to guys playing at the next level, if they're good enough to. And if they're not, they can just have a great time playing, a great college experience, play for us. And then that next level could be the European market. But we've got to structure our program in a way to where guys can maximize their abilities and really be great college players. And if they have an opportunity to play at the next level, then we need to provide that opportunity for them. And I think we can.
And I would tell you, any young man here in Georgia, listening to this interview in Georgia, give coach a chance. I know you love being out here in Georgia, but branch out, young man. I left the state and I came back with a forward. So I would tell any Atlanta young man down there in Statesboro, Savannah, Macon, Augusta, Columbus, please do this. Give coach a chance and go check out Bullbunk. Some great food there. It's near the water, too. So coach, tell about the food and the water in Bullbunk, coach. Tell about that, man.
Oh, it's outstanding now. I mean, I know you're a Georgia guy, so I love Georgia now. I love Georgia. Great people, great food, really good athletes, tough. I think over the years, when I spent my time at Kentucky, that's when I really realized and I started looking at the top 100 list. And then I was looking at the state of Georgia. It's not nearly as big as the state of Texas and some other states. But, man, they always produce productive players at the next level, Division I level. So I thought, man, that we should talk that. But you talk about our food here. Man, we're in this we're close to the Louisiana state line. We're less than an hour. And so, you know, we've got that good Cajun Creole food, a good mixture of seafood and barbecue and steak. And so we got a little bit of everything. We got a lot of restaurants in this, you know, Beaumont's a little over 100,000 people. And then there's a lot of other communities close. We call it the Golden Triangle because Beaumont, Port Arthur, which is about 15, 20 minutes away, Orange, which is about 25, 30 minutes away, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange make up the Golden Triangle. And all those little communities that are within those three cities I mentioned, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, and just outside of that. So it's a lot of people in this area. We have all the major networks here. Like we have CBS in Beaumont, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, all TV networks right here in Beaumont that cover the Beaumont and the Golden Triangle area and cover Lamar University. There's not any professional basketball or football or baseball teams in this area. There's no minor league teams at all. And so we're it. So we just need to kind of get everything in order, get this thing rolling. And much like it was when I was here as a player and right after I finished playing, started coaching, man, we had tremendous home crowds, a lot of support. And it's a very resourceful area. And so we've got a chance to do some great things. Our campus is a really nice campus. It's only about 8,000 on campus. It's about maybe 15,000 overall with the others that are online. to provide education. But it's a small student teacher ratio. It's a very nice campus. It's a great mixture of people here. Students come here and they love it. I think the small student teacher ratio really is important because it gives you a great chance to connect with your professor, which gives you your maximum, great chance to have a maximum effort in the classroom and really do well in the classroom and excel and then complete your degree and get your degree. So, and at the end of the day, getting that education is what it's all about, giving yourself an opportunity to make money for the rest of your life and building relationships. So I like what we have. I like what we have to offer. And I think we just need to keep doing our thing and then we'll get this thing back. So, man, I appreciate you letting me get this message out on your show. And maybe we might get a guy from Georgia or two, you know, never know.
Well, I can tell you this, many coaches have told me the guys told that they heard about their program on my show and
yeah.
Got guys signed from the Boss Man show. So yeah, I do have a success rate, coach. Coaches have told me the guys told them they heard about the school on my show here in Georgia.
Well I believe that you have a really unique, when I say it's unique because it's sincere, your platform, and I can just feel it and tell, you know, and it's real. And so that's what I like about you. And I haven't even known you really that long, but I liked it. I could feel it as soon as I came on. Talked about your dad being a coach. He's 82 and he's still coaching a little bit. So you kind of understand what it's about. I like that. So I look forward to being on there again.
We going to do that, Coach Jamal, offline here too, Coach. Last one I want to tell you before you go, like for these young men out here, I'm a football, didn't work out for me in college. I had to do something outside of football. You see, I'm not in the NFL, but right. I have a good career. I've been covering the NBA for 11 years. Got my own record show that I own. So guys, get your degree, train some like I did.
Yeah, yeah. What you got yours from Tennessee State?
Yes, in business.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Big time.
Masters in NBA too. So I got both.
Oh, that's big time. Love it.
So I can get my own. I do my own taxes, my own radio show, my own promotions, my own.
What's your Twitter and Instagram?
At Bossman Show, Gerard the Bossman, all the same things. At Bossman Show, the BossmanShow.com. So, oh yeah, we got it going on because we on LinkedIn too. We on Twitter, YouTube.
So on Twitter, you're at Bossman Show.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Gerard the Bossman is my personal.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. We're going to follow you.
No doubt, Coach. Mm-hmm. It was fun to get you on the show finally, man. I've been trying to get you on the show, man. It's glad we made it happen today, brother.
All right, man. Good deal, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Coach.
All right. Thank you, man. And I will need to get you my number, and so you can come straight to me from here.
Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio.